What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 110 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about how the AMG GT73 Hybrid from Mercedes-Benz is officially 100% confirmed. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. Woo, everyone, it is 100% confirmed and official, coming directly from Mercedes-AMG CEO Tobias Moers via the Frankfurt Motor Show, that the AMG GT73 Hybrid is confirmed to compete with the Porsche Panamera Turbo S e-Hybrid. And that is going to be some pretty intense competition in the GT73, or AMG GT73, I should say, is just an absolute monster. Now, we've already had a podcast episode about this car not too long ago in the past. Don't forget to check out that video as well. But just as a quick refresher and a reminder, here's some of the specs we went over last time. So it is going to be a twin turbocharged 4-liter V8 engine that naturally itself will produce 630 horsepower and 627 foot-pounds of torque. Now, keep in mind, this is a hybrid, so there is going to additionally be an electric motor added into the car that will actually be placed in the rear. Now, just that electric motor alone will be equipped with a 2-speed automatic transmission to power that electric motor to get it to the rear wheels for more power. Now, with that electric motor added, the AMG GT73 Hybrid will in total produce 805 horsepower with a 0 to 60 time of less than 3 seconds. And because this is going to be a true hybrid, it will have a sole electric only mode that is capable of 31 miles on battery only, which is not bad at all given the circumstances of what type of car it actually is and how performance driven it is. Now, how does this compare to its main competition, the Porsche Panamera Turbo S e-Hybrid? Well, that car also will be utilizing a twin turbocharged 4-liter V8. Now, that car, the V8 alone, will be producing 550 horsepower and 567 foot-pounds of torque. With a 14.1 kilowatt lithium-ion battery, that's going to add over 127 horsepower and 59 pound-feet of torque. So, in total, the Turbo S e-Hybrid will have a total power output of 677 horsepower and 626 pound-feet of torque. Definitely not slow by any means, but the GT73 Hybrid does have a leg up in regards to sheer power. Now, what about a price comparison? From everything I've seen and read about and heard, I don't believe the Mercedes-Benz and AMG have set an official price point, but I do know it's going to be priced similarly to the Porsche Panamera Turbo SE Hybrid, which is going to mean it's going to start around $186,200 for the United States market. Now, coming from the AMG CEO Tobias Moers, he's basically saying, and I have a quote here, we'd be looking at a debut around 2020 for the new AMG GT73. So this is a car we've been waiting on for a while, we talked about for a while, but again, it was kind of, the thought was it was going to be made, but it wasn't official, it wasn't set in stone. Now, from AMG and the Frankfurt Auto Show, it is 100% confirmed, it's going to be real, and it's just a beast. The car is just, you can tell it's got like, I would describe it more of like, it's got a muscly kind of feeling. It's got a muscular feeling to the car. It's got 805 horsepower and it's a hybrid and it has electric only for 31 miles. So think about that. You can hop in a vehicle that has 805 horsepower. And let's just say you had a small commute to work. Even if you had to drive 10 miles to work, you can drive 10 miles to work, 10 miles back, didn't even use any gasoline. And your car is still capable of 805 horsepower. Absolutely incredible. But ladies and gentlemen, super short, super sweet today. Super excited to just officially announce this car is going to be real, and a quick specification refresher update as well. Of course, when the car actually comes out and we learn more details, we'll of course be making an episode about that and report more to it. But that's all we got for episode 110. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for joining. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you guys are watching on the YouTube channel already. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget as well to check out the links in the description. I got a coupon code for you guys as well. www.tl.com is your guys' go-to source for the best authentic car merchandise out there. Now, last but not least, don't forget to tune in to episode number 111. Got another Mercedes-Benz update for you guys. We're going to be talking about their newest SUV coming out, the GLB. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.